And you know why? Because jolly well with him, he's going to hear about it later. And he can't get all the copies out of the file in his pocket.
That's where they went.
Sure, it's where.
That's why he has to carry that grocery box carrier around, so that he's got room enough to carry off all that stuff. Seriously, Mr. Bill Clark, do you have a question?
I don't think so yet. I don't know if I'm informed enough to ask him.
All right.
That's any question.
Well, if you have questions, just ask any of this group.
I got a buddy over here.
He had some good questions last Sunday afternoon.
Yes, sure did. Thank you, man.
The main thing is to all new ones. I always caution everyone. In a way, what I say is my opinion. But I have a hat that's pretty large, and it makes my opinion pretty valid. If I'm incorrect, I get caught up pretty quick with it. And so far, all you can do is know the speaker through the realization of the truth as it unfolds. I always urge ones not to try and tell somebody else, interpret for them what I may or may not have meant without saying, well, I think he might have meant this. And this is where ones do get in trouble. And this is a great disservice to any speaker. Let us take Ramtha Mafu. Any speaker is when it is not fully understood, and yet it is projected as if that one said that. You don't have to take responsibility for the universe. You don't have to carry that around on your shoulders. You can release that to God. All you have to do is make sure you are responsible for what you do and say. And that's your head clause. I am not sure, but I think maybe. And then if it was incorrect, you can always say, well, I wasn't sure and I was wrong. Be quick to say, I was wrong. Let your egos go. Because your egos will lead you right into doom if you can't be wrong. If something is incorrect, that's all it is. That is all it is. It's just incorrect. Don't make a federal case out of it. And yet you have a right to your opinion of it. I particularly ask that my opinion, Hatton, not be related to another's opinion and mix the two. Well, up in Puyallup it was this way, and this part I really don't believe, Hatton. Don't do it that way. That's not fair to that one or to me. Study both. And then allow it to unfold. No, I did not say quit reading either one. But you can also become a professional student that never knows anything enough to make it through the world. So you have to evaluate. So do so. But you will never hear God ever, ever, ever tell you not to participate. I would myself advise you not to deliberately go out there knowingly break all his rules. But if you've got to do that, then you also have to stand responsible for the consequences and not blame Joe Blow for it. But you will always be told, go, experience, read it, study it, know it, know it. And then you will also know what is true. That's why I am totally unconcerned with ones who disagree with me. I welcome disagreement. And on some points, I love a good debate. I don't want to just always be right because I'm sitting up here. Sometimes I will even see how many are going to pick it up if I'm wrong. Because I'm dealing as much as I can in the human experience. We have to get this turned around on a human level, not on my level. My level doesn't have a problem. But you don't need just to cut your experience off to get on my level either. You were there. We don't need everybody to be Hatton. We don't need everybody to be Bill Clark. We need everybody to be what they are. And we need to have them informed. If there were time, I would urge everyone in this room, my closest workers, to experience everything ever written. Truth will stand. I don't care what they say negative about me or my speakers. It has absolutely nothing to do with me. That's their opinion. Because I know that I bring truth. And truth will stand. Even if it's knocked down, ultimately it will stand. And you don't need to make excuses. Just be. Be within it. And if you recognize it as truth, participate. If you're not ready for that, take the value that you get out of it and experience to that level while it continues to unfold. I think everybody can look and see that we're not doing any damage. That's number one. This is what a doctor should always learn. Because that's his oath. Do no damage. First of all, do no damage. Well, it certainly can't hurt you to look around and open your eyes. So once you've not done any damage, what's the next step? If you disagree with a local preacher, is that your fault or his? He has usually not bothered to find out what you're saying, but he's very quick to tell you what he's saying. And be gentle with yourself. Nothing short of God is perfection. And I want to tell you that when you reach total balance, it's nothing. That's why you always struggle to keep the imbalance going. That is the measure of experience. And everything flows in cycles. Everything. And I thank you for sharing with me. I thank you for coming. I repeat, I cannot do it without you. You are my other half. Maybe my other whole. No, I've got them. And I love you for it. And I'm touched. I am touched because you're beginning to see it. And I don't sound just gushy. You're beginning to learn what I'm talking about. And that's the treasure. And I thank you. And salute.
Thank you.